And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
It is a hot night in July, and you're listening to the one and only Savage Nation. Now that you've heard the rest, you're about to hear the best. I will not talk about Obama much. Instead, I'm going to talk about a tragedy, a mystery, and the deaths of 20 Navy SEALs at the hands of someone or some people inside the Pentagon, or worse yet, inside a division of the government we don't even know exists. I've been talking about this for 2 years now. Finally today, a ray of light at the end of the tunnel, Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. If you recall, well, let me back it up. I got this email this morning. Dear Michael Savage, something to celebrate came from Grace Vuto. Congress will investigate that crash. There's a story on Drudge right now confirming this. I have been working with the families and was kept in the loop about their trip to D.C. I will soon be writing my own story in this. I just thought I would share the news right away. Since you led the way early on, your book pushed it forward again. We wrote about it on World Tribune several times, and the story gained more and more traction. Isn't it fun to win once in a while? Dr. Grace Vuto, editor of Politics and Culture, WorldTribune.com. I hope you know what I'm talking about. Do you think the SEAL Team helicopter crash was an accident, too? Do you think someone in the government purposely sent the SEALs plunging to their death? 3, why would they do that? 4, your question, your answer. Here is the story. And before I read the story, understand what we're talking about. Some of our greatest heroes were sent to their death either through incompetence or through a conspiracy within our own government to kill them. More SEALs died on that crash on August 6, 2011, then died in every single operation from the beginning of this organization, all under the Obama administration. It could have been brought up during the election. It should have been brought up during the election. I tried to bring it up during the election, but doofus from the Republican side wouldn't touch it. What am I talking about? Do you remember several years ago, maybe 5 years ago, I blew the whistle on the Dubai ports deal? Do you remember that travesty when Bush was trying to sell to the American people that his friends in Dubai, our great friends in Dubai, should take over the security at 9 of our ports? You remember I raised the whistle, I blew the whistle on that. I started screaming and yelling. I even had Charles Schumer on who agreed with me. And together with people from the opposing team on the other side of the aisle, if you want to put it to you that way, we stopped the Dubai ports deal. I've been in the trenches on this for years all alone. I dedicated my novel A Time for War to it, and I'm going to read you a chapter from it, the opening to it. I tried to raise awareness on it. Maybe it's working. Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. You say, well, I don't care. Well, you should care. If you don't care about who killed these SEALs, then you care about nothing. Congress has launched an investigation of the helicopter crash that killed 30 Americans in Afghanistan, including members of the Navy's elite SEAL Team 6 unit, The Hill Has Learned. The victims' families say the Pentagon hasn't provided answers to their many questions about the deadly attack, which took place on August 6, 2011, 3 months after Osama bin Laden was killed in Pakistan by Team 6 forces. Do you get the connection? 3 months after SEAL Team 6 kills Osama bin Laden, 20 members of SEAL Team 6 are put on an old Vietnam-era helicopter and sent plunging to their death. There has not been an investigation. I've been screaming and yelling for one since this happened. And I will not be happy, nor will Grace Vuto, now that the cat is out of the bag. No one will stop until whoever did this to those SEALs goes to the gallows. I don't want to see resignation. I don't want to see them going to Harvard. I don't want to see them going to Georgetown. I don't want to see them going to a government committee. I want to see them going to the electric chair or the firing squad. Somebody killed those SEALs. Somebody did it as a deal to the Muslim enemy. Somebody threw them to the wolves, is my estimation. Are there any Navy SEALs who listen to the Savage Nation? I understand there might be. How do you feel about this? Let me read the rest of it. And God bless Representative Jason Chaffetz, Republican of Utah. Our Utah, not Demon Cat, California, said we're going to dive into this. He met with the victims' families about a month ago, and he said it was an emotional gathering. He's sending questions to the Pentagon and may hold hearings on the matter. I don't think they need to hold hearings. They need to hold hearing aids to the ears of the Democrats, the stone-dead Democrat ears that destroy, take down businesses, work for the American Trial Lawyers Association to set businesses up for lawsuits, kill everything good in America, and grow everything that's bad in America. You know, get them some hearing aids, Congressman. Charlie Strange, whose son Michael was among those killed, said he asked President Obama 2 years ago at Dover Air Force Base to fully investigate. The death toll in the crash was the largest of any single incident for the U.S. military during the Afghanistan war. You hear, but you didn't hear anything about that during the campaign for the presidency because good old Republican, I keep forgetting his name, I swear to God, he's eminently forgettable. Who ran for the presidency on the Republican? Who? Romney, right. The forgettable Romney. The lovable, forgettable Romney wouldn't bring it up. I begged him to bring it up. I said, you could sink Obama with this. He wouldn't touch it. No one will touch it. And he said Obama praised his son's service to Strange at the funeral, who said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened to my son. Obama promised he would investigate, but he never heard back from the White House. No kidding. Never heard back from Obama, who promised you he'd look into this? Meanwhile, the Pentagon has provided incomplete and contradictory information, he said. No kidding. The Pentagon? It may as well be the Hexagon. Administration leaks that emerged after the Bin Laden raid prompted members of Team 6 to worry about their safety. Are you ready for what I'm about to tell you? You're not going to believe what you're about to hear on the Savage Nation. Michael Strange, one of the men who died in that crash, told his father he was working on a will before he returned to Afghanistan in the summer of 2011. It gets worse. Documents provided to the SEAL families indicate that the Pentagon doesn't believe the SEALs were targeted in the wake of the Bin Laden operation on May 1, 2011. Ha! The Hill reviewed many of those docs, which total more than 1,000 pages. In a transcript, a DOD official disputed claims that there was, quote, an established ambush. They said, no, there was no ambush. It was just a lucky shot of a low-level fighter that happened to be living in the area. He heard all the activity, and he happened to be in the right spot. This is what the Pentagon said. Can you believe this? Whoever wrote that in the Pentagon is a double agent, in my opinion. Whichever girl from Brown University wrote that should be found out, thrown out. It was a lucky shot of a low-level fighter that happened to be living in the area? Are you crazy? He happened to be in the area and heard the helicopter and shot at them. Yet Mr. Strange, whose son died, said insurgents were boasting on the Internet that they had taken out Team 6 shortly after the helicopter crashed. Shortly before the CH-47 Chinook helicopter took off on a rescue mission, seven Afghan commandos, are you ready for this? Seven commandos who were on the passenger list were suddenly replaced by other Afghan military officials. Did you know any of this? It remains unclear why the manifest was incorrect, raising red flags among the victims' families. They have noted that their sons didn't trust Afghan soldiers. No kidding! Afghan soldier is an oxymoron! One was quoted as saying they are loyal to the highest bidder. A defense official confirmed that all seven names of the Afghan soldiers were incorrect. They said they don't know why. The Chinook was shot down by Afghan militants and all 38 on board were killed. Among the dead were 30 Americans, including 22 Navy SEALs, Mr. Obama, and you consider yourself a great commander-in-chief? You have sat in there, in that seat as commander-in-chief, when more SEALs died in one incident than in the whole history of their units. And not one Republican till now has said a word. Are you ready for the rest of the story? Because you're going to get sick as you hear it. Their bodies were later recovered, but the helicopter's black box was missing. Pentagon officials have said that it could not be recovered, citing a flash flood that happened soon after the assault. All the bodies were cremated. Did you know that they cremated the bodies of the SEALs? The Hexagon has defended the cremation to the soldiers' families, saying the bodies were badly burned. Congressman Chaffetz, however, said he has seen a photo of a deceased SEAL that was not burned. The body I saw didn't need to be cremated, Chaffetz said, adding that the DOD's explanation of its failure to find the helicopter's black box seems awfully odd. The Utah congressman said the families deserve answers. That's why you must have an investigation and one to be as factual as I can. Now, I'm going to read you more of this story because as you hear it, your hair will suddenly turn white, your ears will start to turn red, and maybe your blood will start to pound within your veins again when you realize what has been done to our heroes by this corrupt administration that, in my opinion, is playing for the other team. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, that's carnivora.com, and order now.
Days of traffic, still struggles in Marin County, the worst. Northbound 101 slow approaching the Golden Gate Bridge all the way into San Rafael. Really earlier problems at Sir Francis Drake not helping. Of course, Bay Bridge approaches all sold out. Northbound 101, 280 to the lower deck. Westbound slow from 580 to the maze, heavy on the upper deck. We got two ball games, of course, two concerts in the Bay Area. On your way to the Coliseum, not bad. Northbound 880, though, slow out of Fremont to Highway 92. From the Oakland Coliseum, I'm Dave Fowler, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
This is a scary marketplace. Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future. And for everybody that's interested, we do offer a complimentary consultation, which does include a navigator, which is a planning tool we supply to each and every person we meet. We'll discuss investing, retirement, insurance. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll-free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
A witness endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals, Washington's taken its eye off the ball. And I'm here to say, this needs to stop. This needs to stop.
You're listening to the con man in chief.
This moment does
turn
not
it off,
require...
please. I can't listen to him. I know everything he says. I know politicians are what they are. With a very rare exception, there are some great men, some truly great men in Congress. But by and large, Obama is the epitome of what the word politician means in the negative. Here's a man who's saying that they're phony scandals, even though his poll numbers are collapsing, even in California, according to the fraudulent field poll, which is a front for the Democrat machine. Even they said we better come out in front on this because we have no credibility at all anywhere. Even they're seeing a collapse in belief in Obama, not only on the economy because they know he's a fraud, but also on the foreign policy because of Benghazi. So I go on to the Drudge Report this morning, and I see some news. America's middle class ranked 27th worldwide. Yeah, no kidding. Obama, the Leninist, has targeted the bourgeoisie since childhood, since he could think, since he was raised on the mother's milk of Lenin, Stalin. Middle class, the bourgeoisie. And they say, oh, come on, don't be crazy. Okay, I'm crazy. Call me crazy. Two food stamp recipients added for every job created by Obama, the Leninist. Two food stamp recipients added for every job created by Obama, and he's giving a speech on the economy. But we're not talking about that. What are we talking about? I'm talking about a much more important story to me, which is Congress to probe a lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. Sounds benign, doesn't it? Well, if you just joined the show, it's not benign. There are too many questions. Why were the bodies cremated? Where's the black box? Why were they sent on an old helicopter? Why should you give a damn? But here's the real question to you. Do you want Michael Savage to continue on this story in this hour or not? Or shall I talk about Wiener? Shall I talk about the scourge of rape in the military, which is an invention, by the way, of the radical feminists trying to take over the military? See, they have redefined sexual assault to include, hey, honey, you've got nice legs. They mark that down in their little list as sexual assault so they can take over the military. I know what's going on. You can fool some of the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool the savage man any of the time. That's all. What do you think? You want to talk? Do you want me to talk about this or not? It's your show. When I say we've gone from the Pentagon to the Pentagram in one administration, am I being harsh? Do you think Obama's the greatest commander-in-chief since, since Washington, Dwight D. Eisenhower? I mean, he's a great man. Obama's a great commander-in-chief. Look at what he's achieved. He killed Osama bin Laden. Now, it is true 30 warriors died in a crash that no one's talked about till now. But that's just an embarrassment. That's just an embarrassment. You want me to continue with this? Yes, and I need to know what you want me to do. I will not talk about the king's son. I could care less. I wish him well, but I don't give a damn. How's that? He's just another child on the planet Earth with a silver spoon in his yap. That's all. What do I care about the king's son or whatever he is? It means nothing to me. It's another child. A kid born in Watts in California has as much meaning to me as the king of England. The kid in Watts might be a better person for all I know. He'll have to struggle harder. When did we become a nation of royal watchers? Where'd this come from, the curtsying to the king and that group of flakes there in England? Where's this come from in my country? Or am I, again, out of touch with reality? I mean, you all love the king and royalty? Princess Diana, that with the flowers and the balloons. Remember that, the Princess Diana, the middle class, the gusto? What was she about? That goofy, whatever, God rest her soul, let's forget it. I've never been a royal watcher. Pelosi sets hearing on race and justice. Pelosi sets hearing on race and justice. What a fraud. What an empty skirt she is. House Democrats will hold a hearing next week to weigh in on the controversial ruling regarding the George Zimmer trial. House Minority Leader, the dwarf Nancy Pelosi, announced the conversation on race and justice on July 30th on Capitol Hill. A broader conversation. She's not presiding over a hearing on the death of the Navy SEALs, the death of jobs, the death of the economy, the death of America's pride, the death of the middle class. Instead, she's pandering to the radicals in the gutter that don't even exist anymore. The scheduled panelists are the, what? The Southern Poverty Law Center founder, Morris Dees? Holy God. Oh, my God. Do you know who the Southern Poverty Law Center is? This is like consorting with criminals to me. But then it's one man's opinion. I agree, I'm out of touch with the mainstream. Or is it that they're out of touch with the mainstream? You want me to go on with this or not? Yes or no? Joanne on WMAL in Washington, you're going to determine whether I do this story this hour or not. Joanne on MAL in Washington, you want me to continue on the SEALs or not?
Michael, I think you need to continue with this. This is the first time I've heard this story, and this story makes me sick. It makes me sick because I have a family member serving in Afghanistan right now, and I can't imagine how those other family members who lost people are feeling about this cover-up. I'm just beside myself. I can't imagine.
Okay, hold on. You never heard about the death of the SEALs being put on this old helicopter, being cremated, black box missing, a Pentagon dummying up, won't answer a question, 2 years now, sweeping it under the table. What part of the story is bothering you the most?
First off, the fact that the bodies were cremated.
Thank you.
That's,
how about them? How about a Muslim imam cursing them in Arabic?
Unbelievable. But we have a Muslim president. So, you know, anyway, the part that really makes me upset is with our forensics the way they are today, is there some way they can go through the ashes and figure out whether there was any bullet fragment materials that's left in them?
No, I doubt it. All you have are ashes. You're not going to look at any evidence of a bullet wound in the skull. These are important questions. Congress to probe lethal crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. This should affect every American. It doesn't matter what your party affiliation is.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Identity Guard services are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any medical conditions.
My identity theft anxiety was so bad, I broke out in hives every time I went shopping online.
I started shaking every time I was asked to enter my credit card number. I had it bad.
Identity theft anxiety affects millions of Americans, but it doesn't have to affect you.
That's when my doctor recommended Identity Guard.
Identity Guard Identity Theft Protection was rated best in prevention, and it costs less than a dollar a day.
With Identity Guard, I live life on my terms.
Let Identity Guard give you powerful, effective relief from identity theft anxiety for less than a dollar a day. Just visit identityguard.com/dollar. Act now, and we'll add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your children for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We start with traffic because news created traffic nightmares. Bay Bridge shut down for 20 minutes today because of a suspicious package. It's been open for quite some time, but we've got two baseball games, two big-time concerts as well, a Candlestick, and at Shoreline, traffic nightmares everywhere. Northbound 101 slow before 280 as you head to the lower deck. Before you even get there, approaching Candlestick, northbound 101 slow out of Burlingame up towards Oyster Point. Northbound 101 also slow out of Palo Alto towards Highway 92. Northbound 101 in Marin County, stop and go. Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake. Westbound 80 slow from the 580 interchange down to the Maze. Northbound 880 slow out of Fremont into Hayward. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For complete plumbing services and repairs done right the first time, go to rotorooter.com to connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com, and away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
Yep, it finally happened. Mortgage rates shot up. Where do they go from here? Three possibilities. Up more, back down, or stay the same. Who really knows? The simple truth is that if your current mortgage rate is higher than cash calls rate in this commercial, you should call now and refi without sinking any closing costs, not one dime, into a new loan. This way you save right now if rates go up or move sideways. And you can refi again without losing that dime if rates come back down. By acting now, you win, no matter what. Make the cash call at 866-590-CASH to refi without closing costs with a 15-year fixed 3.375% rate and APR. It's so simple. Save now and save the maximum later. No matter what happens, you'll be glad you didn't procrastinate. Call 866-590-CASH for a no-closing-cost refi now.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's five entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
I have someone on the air. Right now, we have Charles Strange, the father of one of the SEALs, who is the principal of this entire event right now online. Charles, welcome to the Savage Nation. Our hearts go out to you. All I can tell you is that millions of people are grieving with you, certainly not feeling what you're feeling. Thank you for being with us on the show.
Thank you for putting it out there. Really appreciate it. We need the United States of America to stand up here and help us out here to get some answers. 30.
This was the largest death of Navy SEALs in the entire history of the SEAL units, is that correct?
Yes.
And according to this report, Michael Strange told his father he was working on a will before he returned to Afghanistan. Why, Mr. Strange? Why was he working on a will?
Michael was home in June before he left to go over there. And the first time that he was in almost 8 years, he was with SEAL Team 6, almost four, he grabbed me by the bicep. And he said, Dad, I got a will. I said, Mike, what are you talking about? He said, Dad, I'm not effing around. And da-da-da-da-da. Next day, we went over to his friend's house, and they had a pool and a big party. It was his birthday, June 6th. And he was same thing. He grabs me. He says, look, Dad, I'm telling you, I got this will written out. I said, what's going on? You all right? I said, get out. What's going on? He's like, and he just looked at me. And then the last time I seen him was the end of the party, and he grabs me again. And he says the same thing. And then he stops in Fishtown at Aunt Maggie's house, my sister, and he talks about the will. And my sister says, what's going on, Michael? He said, something's going on with the team. Somebody's leaking some things out. Something's going on. But he wouldn't.
Oh, my God. I got chills through my whole body right now. I mean, I really am vibrating right now from my head to my toe. I never have this happen on the show. In my 19 years, maybe once this has happened. Your son knew he was being sent to his death?
They knew something was up. And every one of them. I know you talked to the Fawns. And the one guy, he used to tell his dad, make sure you got a lot of cold beer in the fridge, Dad. Don't drink it all. This time he grabs the father by the shoulders, looks him in the eyes, and thanks him for how he raised him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Another guy from the team, Kevin, he tells his mom something, same thing. Everybody left a different way.
Oh, my God. They were all going to their last mission?
Well, they knew something was up. Something was going on. And that's why I thank God for Jason Chavez and Daryl Issa and Lou Gomer. They've been instrumental. Me and my wife been down to Washington probably 7 times with the Vaughns and Mr. Hamburger and Larry Clayman and Jet Lee's dad. Jet Lee was, they called Jet Lee, he was the dog handler. John Dugandera, because he looked like Jet Li.
He was on the flight or what?
Yeah, he was on the flight. His dad, Sid, was there. He was on the flight with Bart, the dog.
Now, why is the fact that there was no... Why was the helicopter's black box not found? What do you think that's about?
Well, in October, after it happened, in August it happened, in October, General Colt does the investigation, and we're in this room, and he's telling us what happened, and... He said, I went through a chain of command. So I raised my hand. I said, got the names of that chain of command. And his neck snaps. And all the bigwigs are there. All the 4 stars. And they say, they make a fist like it's in a book. They give us a book. They said, it's in the book, sir. I said, about an after action report. He said, it's in the book. Then he says, I said, what happened to the black box, which is really orange? And he's looking at me, and he goes, a flash flood came and washed the black box away.
I said, well, I heard that Christmas exists because I heard Santa Claus exists, too.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I found out that there's not only one black box on them Chinooks. There's one in the front, and there's one where the guys sit. And
well, look, you're the father, and I hear your wife in the background. Your hearts are heavy. What do you? I mean, what can I say to you that's going to not make you feel worse is the issue. I got to be very cautious here in this conversation. I don't want to make you feel worse than you do. What can I say that will help lift that pain?
Mike, if you can keep on your broadcast, keep talking about it, and help us demand answers. Obama's got to come, you know what I mean? I know you heard about me and Mr. Obama down in Dover when the bodies were coming in. He came up to me and he grabbed me by the shoulders and he said, Michael, change the way America lived. And I grabbed Mr. President by the shoulders and shook him. And I said, I don't need to know about my son. I need to know what happened. And I was crying and everything. And
oh, really? I'm surprised that the Secret Service didn't chop your hands off.
Nah, they grabbed me by the back. I'm a pretty big guy. Plus, I'm from Philly. You know what I mean, Mike? You know? And they grabbed me by the shoulders, and then Mr. President went to give me a hug, and I was crying, and snot's coming out of my nose, and I wiped my snots on his jacket.
Oh, bad. Oh, you're bad. That's
a
good
moment of my husband.
What'd you say, hon? I want to hear your wife. Mrs. Strange, what did you say?
I said that's a moment that he likes to tell everybody.
You know, listening to the two of you gives me, I don't know, hope for this country that there are still people left that could raise a son of this quality, that have such dignity as you do in this time of tragedy, and could keep your heads up in the midst of this horrendous horrendous hell that we're living through under this suspicious administration.
Unbelievable.
What about the so-called Muslim imam who gave an Islamic prayer? Who got the translators to find out what that imam said about the dead?
We've had, the Vaughns were big on that. We've had over 8 different translators. You know, and they condemned our sons as the white devils, infidels.
Oh, my God in heaven. Oh, my God. Were they given a Christian prayer, or that wasn't permitted by Obama, Commander-in-Chief?
They were, General Votel was there with all the men. There was a couple hundred men. They were in, like, a hangar in Afghanistan with all 38 bodies. And then they let this imam come in, and he's talking in Arabic.
But this happened in our country? This filth came into our country and cursed them in Arabic in our country? This throwback filth with his dirty robes?
This was actually a Bagram Air Force Base.
In Afghanistan, that's what I thought. Look, I'm going to get worked up and emotional. I wind up losing my job in radio if I keep it up. I got to be careful because I'm at a breaking point right now with what's going on in this country. But to me, this is the last straw. I've been working on this for 3 years. It can't be as bad as you guys go through in one day. I understand that. But something's got to give. This farce has to come to an end. This charade has to be exposed. This clown has to be unmasked.
Absolutely. Let me tell you, they bought the Afghans over to Dover. Okay.
They brought the families over to Dover?
With the Afghan flag, they bought and flew them on the same plane as my stepson and all them other heroes. Now they.
Oh, boy. Guys, could you stay on about 3 minutes? I want to come back. You're listening to the parents of one of the SEALs, but not just one of the SEALs. They're all equal in the minds of America, but the people who are with the Vaughns have been most vocal in demanding answers. I'll be right back on the Savage
Join
Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical professional, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com.
KSFO traffic, 2 concerts, 2 ball games, traffic messes. Got concerts at Shoreline and Candlestick. Northbound 101 slow through Mountain View both directions. Slow also northbound from San Mateo up towards Candlestick. 2 ball games. at AT&T and in Oakland. Northbound 101 slow and go 280 onto the lower deck. Slow on the upper deck into San Francisco and northbound 880. Not bad through Oakland itself, but still stop and go. Fremont into Hayward. From the Oakland Coliseum, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Did you know that there are thousands of variable situations when it comes to Social Security? And if you're not paying attention, it could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in Social Security income. Hey, it's Katie Green, and if you're taking your future Social Security income for granted, don't. Call our good friend and colleague Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300 to get the answers about how you can maximize your Social Security benefits. O'Donnell Financial Group is a locally owned and operated independent advisory, and it has been for the past 25 years with locations throughout the Bay Area. You owe it to yourself to get a complimentary review to make sure you're maximizing what is rightfully yours. If you're under 70 years old and haven't started taking your Social Security income benefits yet, call 866-496-2300 or online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Securities America, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Securities America and O'Donnell Financial Group are separate, unaffiliated companies.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamash from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, show me the Carfax.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Talking about a scandal even greater than Benghazi. We're talking about the death of 22 Navy SEALs who were sent to their death in Afghanistan. There's been no investigation. I've been calling for one for 3 years. I dedicated my novel, A Time for War, to this story, hoping to trigger some kind of response. And today I learned Congress is going to probe this crash that killed SEAL Team 6 members. With us right now is Charlie Strange, whose son Michael was among those killed. We've been having a conversation that is electrifying. Charles, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thanks, Mike.
Tell us what your son Michael was like. Let's let the people hear what kind of boy he was. If it's not too painful, I don't want to do it if it's going to, you know, cause you too much grief.
No, but Mike, I would like to tell you something that it's going to be breaking news that I went over with Jason Chavez is that when it happened August 6th, the Navy kept telling us everybody has to be cremated. Everybody has to be cremated. And in December, I called Dover and I asked for the autopsy reports, and they sent us a disc with the pictures too. And Michael jumped out of the helicopter. Michael was fighting for his life. I have pictures of him. And I showed them to Jason Chavez, and he picked right up on it. He said he was intact.
What do you mean? You mean he jumped out of the helicopter after it crashed? He was still living?
He was fighting. He had a gun in his hand, Mike.
And you have a picture of that, and yet they cremated his body?
Yes.
What sense does that make? Why would they do that? In other words, what would they be covering up if he was living when the helicopter went down? So they wouldn't be covering up that he was executed aboard the helicopter by the Afghanis. So what were they covering up?
Right. You know what that did to me, Mike? My son was there fighting for his life, and they didn't even send in the rescue team right away. This was all planned, Mike. I have it in the paperwork. You know?
Wait a minute. Normally when there's a crash like this, they send in a helicopter to pick up the survivors or to help them, right?
Correct.
Okay, now there was no chase helicopter, no support, nothing?
Nothing.
So you're saying they planned to execute your son and the others on purpose?
100%, sir. 100%. Petraeus left 10 days after it happened. He disappeared to the CIA, and then Benghazi happened. Admiral Eric Olson, he left 2 days after the crash, August 8th. But you know what that's like to see my son? He was laying there with a gun in his hand. He was. I'll show you the pictures, you know? And then in the report, General Colt that did the investigation says, well, we have a 30 to 45 second video of a body cool down. So they watched my son die? That's what it says. I'm not military. It's in the paperwork. It's what they gave me. All I have is what they gave me.
So what, the general said that we have a picture of a body? That's all he said?
A video of a body cooling down. 30 to 45 seconds. It's in the paperwork. See,
I don't understand. If this helicopter was shot down by an RPG, as the military claims, your son survived that crash and was fighting to the end with a gun in his hand? Was he the only one who was there with a gun?
There was eight of them that jumped out.
Oh, my God. And then they were killed by the Afghanis who were waiting for them? Is that it?
That's what it seems like.
Oh, God.
Jason.
Wait, hold it. It says, Strange says insurgents were boasting on the Internet they had taken out Team 6 shortly after the helicopter crashed. So they were boasting that after the craft went down, they were waiting for them and shot them up.
Yep.
Well, this scandal is greater than Benghazi, and there have to be answers to these questions. Look, you're not the only ones calling for questions anymore. The Ray Vaughan was on the show a while ago, and now he's going around. You're going around. Are the other parents going around with this, Charles?
We have probably about nine, because a lot of the parents can't take it, you know, and a lot of them, and this is the first time I'm going to say this in public, but a lot of them are getting threatened by the command.
Well, I was going to ask you that. That was the next question that was on my mind. Threatened in what way?
They told the wives to tell the parents not to go with Mr. and Mrs. Strange, or them checks could stop, or that little the kid that don't have a father now might not get a scholarship for college. Yeah. And then here you go, Michael. This is going to be in the paper. Michael got the Medal of Valor this week, the second highest there is. Right? I wasn't invited.
What? Who was invited?
His mother. I'm remarried. This is Michael's stepmom with me.
Why wouldn't they invite the father and the mother? What was that? Because you spoke out, you mean? You're supposed to sit there and just... You're supposed to keep your mouth shut? Is that it? Well, why would they want you to keep your mouth shut if they're so proud of the SEALs? What are they hiding?
Right. What did they know, Mike?
Yeah, what did they know and when did they know it and why did they send the Navy SEALs on this mission, which more and more, I can see why Representative Chaffetz is chomping at the bit to go with this. Yeah. Now, you don't fear for your safety, do you, Mr. Strange?
Oh, yeah, at times. My phone's tapped. I get different text messages pop up with numbers. You can hear them. You can hear them clicking. And
we've been threatened by the government, by the Taliban,
Yeah. You know, the Taliban put on after it happened, after they killed Bin Laden, that every SEAL Team 6 and their bloodline will be wiped out. It was on the Internet.
Oh. We've been threatened by our own government.
And I've been threatened by the command. They should knock it off, Mr. Strange. And like they said, they ain't going to invite me to none of the events. And sure enough, my son gets the Medal of Valor, and they don't invite me.
Oh, my God. It's worse than I fear.
Yeah.
It's worse. You know, some nights I lay awake, Michael, and I say, is it my imagination running wild that Obama is playing for the other team and that we've been penetrated to that extent? Or am I just getting taken in by all of this strange behavior and strange events? And then a show like this comes along, and folks like you come on the show out of the blue, because I didn't invite you. I didn't know how to reach you, and you were listening, or someone must have told you we were covering it, and then you called the show. And I ask myself, wait a minute now. Maybe it's far worse than I think it is.
It's a lot worse, you know.
Well, let me say this. I hope that Fox News has you on. They have a large audience. Have any of the producers of Fox News invited you on?
From my understanding, they were talking to our Larry Klayman, our attorney.
All right, good. He's a good guy. He's doing a great job. He's a bulldog. Maybe some of the good people at Fox News will cover this. And look, folks, is there anything else you want to say right now? I mean, I'm trying to raise the awareness. That's all I could do. What would you like them to do at this time to demand answers? What can they do?
Have everybody call to Congress. Mike, please keep on talking about it.
I begged the Republican candidate to bring this up during the debates, and he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't come on my show, and he wouldn't bring this up. He let Obama crow about killing Osama bin Laden, but he wouldn't say, excuse me, Mr. Obama, you were also commander-in-chief when all those Navy SEALs died. I told him what to say through third parties, and they would not even send him the message. Something's wrong with the picture. We got to get to the bottom of it. Mr. and Mrs. Strange, all I can tell you is that our hearts go out to you. I know it sounds like just a hackneyed pap that you're hearing. But you have changed America tonight on the Savage Nation. The only token that I can give you, I'm sending you not a copy of A Time For, which I dedicated to your son and all the other SEALs. Would you mind if I sent you a case of the books for free so you can give them out to your friends and family so they can then spread the message about what happened there?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, let's hope to God. Thank you, and God bless you for producing a son that you did. The son that you did. God bless Mr. and Mrs. Strange and all the other families who lost their loved ones on that helicopter that night. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no follow-up words. I have to sit and absorb. I have to touch my dog. And I have to think about what happened to my country and how we save it. How we save what's left before there's nothing left to save.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
And do that crazy hand jive too.
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony Weiner, Democratic candidate for mayor of the city of New York. I have said that other texts and photos were likely to come out, and today they have. As I've said in the past, these things that I did were wrong and hurtful to my wife and caused us to go through many challenges in our marriage that extended past my resignation from Congress. While some of the things that have been posted today...
You know, you could laugh at this. You could do the Wiener jokes. I think he's mentally ill. And we're not supposed to ridicule the mentally ill. I believe we are listening and looking at a man who is mentally, seriously mentally ill. I wouldn't say Anthony Weiner should be committed. I don't think he's a danger to anyone but himself. But is this the sign of a sane man? Is this the sign of a man who should run for the mayorship of a city, any city? Nevertheless, the largest city in the United States of America? What is mental illness anymore? And here's another question for you in the Savage Nation. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be. Should his wife, Huma, be standing with him? I watched this. And I was sad for him, and I was sad for her. It's not his little fantasy world that bothers me at all. I really don't care about his virtual sex hang-up or his consensual sex problems.
I don't care about his infidelities other than his wife, Huma. But this shows that the man has no common sense, no sense of self-respect. He didn't learn from his first public disgrace. He calls himself Carlos Danger after resigning from Congress, and he continues to engage in this 12-year-old behavior, and he still thinks he's entitled to the public's respect, trust, and vote. Why is New York unable to produce a mayor of any quality? Let's take it to a higher level. Why do people of quality refuse to enter politics by and large? Let's take another question. Why would Anthony Weiner subject himself and his family to such public embarrassment in the pursuit of power? Moreover, what does it say about his wife, Huma, who works for Hillary Clinton, who is standing there next to him, justifying what he did, making it only a family problem? I think it is worthy of discussion. And I think you should call 855-407-2-A2. And I think you should chime in on this remarkable day in American politics. Can you believe that you're listening to this in your day and age? Where are the quality people in New York City who might run for office? What happened to that city? After Dr. Soda is finished up here, what's his name, Dr. Soda Bloomberg, who made a disgrace of himself over the last year, a laughingstock. He'll be remembered not for anything he did that might have been good, only for the stupidity that he exhibited with the soda bans and the fat bans and the hot dog bans and the salt bans and the escalator bans. He'll be remembered as a moron, a billionaire idiot, a bumbling fool. That's what he will be remembered. That is Bloomberg's legacy. He could spend $1 billion, and he's not going to wipe away the putz he made of himself. Now we come to Act Two. Weiner, the man shows his private parts, forced to resign, and now this comes up. And take a look at what's waiting in the wings if he should resign. Take a look at who's running against him, someone lower than him. But, you know, I don't want to hear about any jokes about the parts of the body because it's stupid. It's childish. Why am I so angry over this? I'm angry for a couple of reasons. One, that a deviant like this wouldn't just disappear from the public sphere and be done with it already. Good luck to you. Open a hardware store in Omaha. Go into the witness protection program. Get a nose job and move to Cleveland. Open a brassiere store. Go into what you really like, Anthony. Get out of politics, open an internet porn site. You'll be a much happier man. That's all. What are you doing? You actually think people are going to forgive you because you dragged your wife through the mud with you? That's what's running through my mind. Am I wrong? And there's no jokes here. There's no, Weiner jokes. It's not funny. This is pathetic. This is a sad man. You know, this comes on the heels of that other clown with the mustache, Geraldo Rivera. With a towel, what a sad sack he's become in his life. Oh, my God, one after the other exhibiting themselves when nobody wants. Please leave us out of it. You're not a bunch of 9-year-old children sexting each other. What are you thinking? Grown men doing this. People are nauseous from this. With what's going on in the Middle East, blown up in our face because of Hillary Clinton, because of Obama, the Middle East is on fire, like a tinderbox about to blow. And we're supposed to be concerned about this. Obama has taken a wrecking ball to the economy. He's giving speeches this week on how to build the economy. What would Obama know about building an economy? He has never produced a product or service that anyone has purchased. Zero. Nothing. Not one senator that I know of has produced a business or a service that anyone actually needs. All they know how to do is tear down and tax. That's all they know how to do. That's why everyone hates them. And now we have this wants to be mayor of the city of New York. What happened to the politicians of the past? Of course, many of them were a little on the take, or they did patronage jobs. Everyone knows that. That's what they go into the position for. Connected to powerful people who put them in the position, and they pay them back with contracts, and they pay them back with many patronage jobs. But there was a decorum, there was a decency, there was an honor attached to the position. People understood that politicians were shady, but there was a decorum about it. They had a decent family life. At least they kept it, what they were doing, away from the public. They weren't so sick that they couldn't hide their illness. This is a sick man. The wife is forced to get up there with the perv and say things that everyone knows are patently false. First of all, she says it is between us. It's not between you. The mayor wants to run New York City. He's a public figure, and so are you. It's not between you. He's a sicko. He's an ill man. He belongs in Creedmoor Mental Hospital. He needs to go away for a very long time to save your child from him. Then let's go on to the next statement. I love him. What do you love about him? Huma, we the people are asking you, Huma. You believe in him? What do you believe in him? What do you believe in him? What is it about him that you believe in? What do you love about him? Do you understand this is not working? That the drugged college girl who wrote the script for you should be fired? Nobody is buying any of this crap that you Democrats put out on a daily basis. This rubbish that are written by kids who went to college who have been drugged for the time they're a year old, come out and write this dreck, and no one believes a word you say. She's worse than he is. She embarrassed herself. If she had any self-respect, she would have divorced him. So why is she still with him? Why did Hillary Clinton tell her to stay with Anthony Weiner? What does Anthony Weiner have on Huma that he's blackmailed her with? You want to get down and dirty? You think they sat there and played cards for the last 2 years while he was... Let me stop right there. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Marsha had her grandmother's candy recipe and a dream to turn this tasty treat into a thriving business. And Web.com helped make her dream a reality. Marsha had her website professionally built for free by the experts at Web.com, and Web.com promoted it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Web.com opened up the world, the nation. They're all my customers now.
Get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days. Free. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-SITE. 855-731-7483. Or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hate is a very strong word, but I hated every second of shopping for new window coverings at home improvement stores. I hate them. You know what I'm talking about. Help that was no help, long delivery time, shoddy products. Look, thankfully I discovered Blinds.com. What a breath of fresh air. Their service is nothing short of spectacular, believe me, and their prices are lower than those big chain home improvement stores, lower. As for ordering, super easy with free online how-to videos and free expert design advice. You can transform any room with designer blinds, shades, shutters, drapes in 20 minutes by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'll even send over a pro installer to do it for you. And if you mismeasure, unlikely, they'll remake it for free. Hurry and save an extra 10 to 20% off popular window coverings now. And as if giving you free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states isn't enough, they're also giving away $5,000. You heard me. So go to Blinds.com for details. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com. Write it down. Blinds.com.
This is Mark Flagle, inviting you to visit Flagle's Home Furnishings during our store-wide summer sale, on now. I'm happy to announce a special offer from Stickley Furniture. Through Monday, July 29th, all Stickley Mission Oak and Mission Cherry furniture is being offered at 40% off the retail price. This is a short-term, factory-authorized sale, not to be missed. Stickley Mission is the most popular style furniture in America today, and Flagle's is proud to be the largest Stickley dealer on the West Coast. So if you're in the market for Mission furniture for your living room, dining room, bedroom, or family room, now is the time to act. Come to Flagle's and save 40% on your purchase. Stickley Mission Furniture, made in America. Flagle's Summer Sale, where interior design excellence and quality furniture with style and flair are blended to make your furniture shopping experience most enjoyable. Flagle's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagles.com.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance.
Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Anyone who has received the receiving end of these messages and the disruption that this has caused, and my wife, as I have said, my wife and I, as I said, are moving forward together. To some degree, with 49 days left until primary day, perhaps I'm surprised that more things didn't come out sooner.
It's unbelievable. Who do they think believes this stuff? Is there anyone in New York City who doesn't care about this? Or am I, because I'm no longer in New York, because I ran away. You know, when I was a kid, again, I have to go back to when I was a kid. Sorry. When I was a kid, I never forget my father laughing. He read in the New York Post, or the Daily News at the time, there an article came out. I was a little kid. It said that 90% of people in New York were neurotics. He started to laugh hysterically. He said, I think they underestimated. What do you mean 90? He said, I mean 99% of the people are neurotics. What do you mean 90%? Who would vote for this man? How in the world could a decent person press a plunger and vote for him or the psycho who's running against him? Have you seen who's running up opposing him in New York? The largest city in America with one of the biggest economies in the world. Have you seen what's come to the top? This is belief beyond. Well, look at Obama. Where did he come from? Well, you think he's any better? Because Obama has no personal problems that we know of. Does not mean that we don't have an individual in the White House who's never been qualified to be president. He's exhibited no qualifications whatsoever. All he does is fundraise and BS people. He has debased the White House. He's taken it to a new low. Now we have this in New York City. Why? I think that most decent people do not want to run for office. There are some decent people in office. I can name five of them. I care not to from my perspective. This is one man's opinion. Why do you think that the people have such a low approval rating for Congress? 12% of the people, they have a 12% approval rating. 12%! That's something you might see in the Banana Republic, Brazil. You might see it in Peru. You might see it in Uruguay. Do you realize what's happened to this country over the last few years? I would say post-Clinton, the country has degenerated into this clownish group of individuals running everything. How do we recover from this? Why would a decent man go into politics at this stage of his life? Why would any man who has a decent livelihood, who has, you know, maintained his life in a relatively respectable manner and made a decent amount of money, why would he want to go into politics? For what reason? He would say, who needs the problems? The press will destroy me. Every time I say something positive about America, they'll try to turn me into a Nazi. And so why would anyone go into this business except the lowest of the low? Why? When we're getting the best of everyone? How do you feel about this? Kansas City, Travis, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, the reason that people like that wiener dude run for office is because they love to be called governor or senator or whatever the title of the office they're running for is.
So you're saying because he is inside himself, he is so broken, he's so messed up sexually, that if they call him Mayor Wiener, he will feel that he's a sound of mind and body, that he has a title?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know the man's psychological makeup. But, I mean, when you're talking about why people vote for people like that, it's the same mentality. You see these people that get on and share their intimate thoughts on Facebook like it's their damn dear diary on the Internet or whatever.
Yes, I hear you. But if you listen to the speech Wiener gave, which was scripted for him by some moron public relations firm, the wife, moron public relations firm, these kids go to college, these idiots. They get a degree in PR, crisis management, white-collar crisis management. They all read from the same playbook. It sounds like dreck, nothing garbage, rubbish. We worked hard on our marriage. We fixed our marriage. It took us a long time to get through it. Our marriage, like many others, has had its ups and its downs. It took a lot of work and a whole lot of therapy to get to a place where I could forgive Anthony. But it was not an easy choice in any way. But I made the decision that it was worth staying in this marriage. Do you believe a word of Huma's statement? How do you feel? Do you think Anthony Wiener is mentally ill? That's number one. What is mental illness anymore? The mental, the book where they define mental illness, there's almost no mental illnesses in it. The only mental illness is homophobia and racism. And not believing in global warming. Those are signs of mental illness. If you exhibit your private parts at age 45 and send it around to young girls, you're a sane person, quote, as long as you don't hurt anybody. It's beyond belief. I mean, this is the country we're living in. Next, we'll hear there's a transvestic fetishist running for office. But it's only his personal business. His wife came home and found him in her clothing. But it's not your business. It's their business. It's a personal matter. We have no desire to talk about it. We've come back together, and I respect him, and I love. This is becoming beyond belief. Let me take your calls, and I'll move on. I want your calls on this. WABC, Marge in New York City, go ahead, please.
I believe Obama is an extreme example of bad parenting.
Hold it. We're talking about Wiener, not Obama.
Oh, if I say Obama, I mean Wiener.
Well, actually, you're not wrong about that either. I mean, his father left him. Poor Obama's father left him.
Right, yeah.
And his mother abandoned him. I mean, he was abandoned by his mother. She traipsed around the world.
Right.
She ditched him with the grandparents. So he has problems. He's hurting from that. You can't hold that against a man.
Right. But I think definitely Wiener. His parents just never trained him to learn self-discipline and responsibility and even good morals.
Well, liberal families in New York believe their child is God. This child looks to me like the type that he's a little younger than I am, actually quite a bit younger than I am. That when you go to a restaurant in the big cities, what you'll see are older parents with their first child that they have over the age of 40 or 50. Nothing wrong with that. But they spoil the child rotten. The child's allowed to scream. The child's allowed to do anything it wants in a restaurant, run wild in the restaurant. No one can say anything. Restaurant owners are not allowed to say a word because they can get sued. Do you know that?
Really?
Anthony Wiener reminds me of that kind of child. Anthony Wiener reminds me of the child when he was then age 5. The parents took him to a restaurant and they had a coloring book and crayons. I mean, I don't know about you. I lose my appetite. If I go in a restaurant for fine dining and I see Crayola, I leave. Crayola and I'm out of there. It's like it's a deal killer for me. I don't want to see a box of crayons because I know what's coming. The minute I see Crayola in a fine dining establishment, I know there's going to be a couple of lectures to go with it, where they have the child recite, who was the 14th president of the United States, Anthony? And he can verbatim announce the whole story. And by the way, during the Revolutionary War, Anthony, who was the general who saved the troops at Shmatamatamik? And he gives you the answer like a recitation. You haven't seen these liberal parents around America? So now we're talking about this pond creature. I felt like I was, I felt dirty after watching him. I thought I was going to laugh when Anthony Weiner came up. But I saw a very ill man. I mean, as a youngster, we had friends like this. You know, you learn everything by the time you're about 16. In our crowd, there were kids like this, and you didn't pick on them. You felt bad for them, and you protected them. That should run New York. A guy who you would normally be protective of because he's a little off, you don't pick on him. I had a mentally, you know, off brother. He wasn't really that way. He was born handicapped, so I was very protective of the broken amongst us. I'm very protective of the weak amongst us. So I don't laugh at the Anthony Weiners, but what is he doing in public, in the public face? And then I saw the wife. I said to myself, what is she doing there? She's a beautiful woman. She works for Hillary Clinton. What does she have to gain by being there? I actually thought for a moment that Huma was going to say, I divorce him, that I've thought about this, and this is, you know, a step too far, and I'm going to leave Anthony because of this. I think he needs help. Goodbye. I thought that's what she was going to say, and then she was going to run for office. Why would she be there? Why would he drag his wife up there? I don't understand.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wave Ventilation Unit. Wave Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowke, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. Kaiser Permanente is drawing complaints from employers who say the company's policies are no longer the bargain for quality care that they once were. But Kaiser rejects the criticism, saying it's still a great bargain with prices that are often 10% below its rivals. An undercover sting operation by the contractor's state license board has resulted in the arrest of 15 people for contracting without a license and other charges. This sting took place this week at a home in Concord with the help of the Contra Costa County District Attorney's Office. Well, taking a look at your weather forecast for the weekend, low clouds, fog overnight, low 50s at the coast, low 60s inland. Tomorrow, cooling trend continues. Only the upper 50s at the coast, upper 80s inland. On Sunday, high clouds mixing in with overnight fog. Upper 50s again at the coast, just the mid-80s inland. Pretty much the same on Monday. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199, 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Twitter user @Janae_Boyles tweeted, I hate my car with a passion. Hashtag untrustworthy. Janae, good thing it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on the Accord, which has been on Car and Driver's 10 Best List a record 27 times. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns and broccoli.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Car and driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing details.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Vitamin Shop in Vitamin World, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9328. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-945-9328.
Mark Levin.
Raise taxes? Is he insane?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of the Savage Nation.
I wish him well, Greg. Wonderful. Another person is born. Another person is born. What do they think we are, serfs? I don't give a damn. How's that? I don't give a damn about a king. I mean, the whole country was built, this entire nation was built to oppose aristocracy. And take a look at what this country is becoming. Well, you think a degenerate movie star is an aristocrat. You hear this? A degenerate movie star is considered royalty in this country. A fake man and a fake woman together on a red carpet. That's held up as royalty. A wife who's a beard for the actor. And the husband's a beard for the wife. They're royalty in America. Like, the whole world is upside down. It's a madhouse. The whole thing's a madhouse. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. We have a royal baby. Oh, ho, hum. To me, it's just another baby. I wish it well. As I wish all babies well. You see, I wish all babies live happily ever after. Why is this baby different than all other babies? Why in the world is there still a queen and king in England in the year 2013? It's not 1513. It's not 1713. How in the world can this monarchy go on with any degree of reality? How in the world do the English put up with this? Why is Buckingham Palace not turned into a housing project, for example, for all of the Muslims who are suffering in regions of Londonistan? I mean, after all, the prince is very sensitive to the Muslims of England, and he says that they're oppressed, and they're an oppressed minority who have grievances. And therefore, I think he should turn Buckingham Palace into a housing complex for asylees, let's say, from the Middle East. Let him bring in 10,000 asylees who can bring their brand of democracy to England. Why do you agree with me that the monarchy is passé and it's time for them to move on? Where did they get all that property from? You know, we have inheritance taxes in America that approach criminal levels, as you well know. You work all your life, you build a farm, and you want to turn it over to your children. Well, the communist government in America takes 50% of your lifetime savings, which you've already paid taxes on, incidentally. Listen to what I just said to you. Those of you who don't even understand what I'm talking about. Let's say you build a business worth $1 million, and you want to give it to your children. This is after-tax money. It's net value of $1 million after you've paid taxes all your life. The criminal government that sends the president to Africa on a $100 million junket, and now he's on the way to Martha's Vineyard to drink some gin with his friends. On the way to Martha's Vineyard, They take that $1 million and they tell you you owe them $500,000 if you give your children the $1 million. If that's not communism, I'd like to know what is. I suppose communism would be give us the $1 million and then you'll give us the salami that's left in the bottom of the refrigerator. Is that coming tomorrow? But in England, they don't have such a thing. At least the royal family doesn't have an inheritance tax. And I ask very rationally. I mean, I love the royal family. They're wonderful people, I suppose. They're different than you and I. They have all the trappings of royalty, which is a takeoff, as you well know, on a very famous writer from the 1930s who said the rich are different than you and I. They have money. I would say the royals are different from you and I. They have royalty. That's about it. But the thing is, why don't they pay an inheritance tax? If they paid an inheritance tax on their inherited wealth from one generation to the next, one of them might have to go to work one of these days instead of the goofball Prince Charles with the ears. Spent his whole life talking about green and this and green things and painting. He did nothing with his life. The man has never made a pair of shoes. The man has never planted a head of corn. The man's given nothing to the world. Dresses nicely, nice suits. But what do they do? Why are they entitled to this? Listen to the word, entitled. Well, anyway, that's just one question. You don't know this. I was once a children's writer. I wrote under a pseudonym, which I will never tell you, but you may have even read some of the stories. And I have a whole series, and I may start writing fables like a Hans Christian Savage under another name because I can't take this world anymore. I actually can't take it. I'm in such psychic pain, and I refuse to take medication. I refuse to turn myself over to the government medical complex. You see, most of you don't understand that when you go to a doctor, you're turning yourself over to the government medical complex. And they're doping you up. Oh, yes, they call it a medicine. They call it a prescription medicine. They're putting you on a government drug so that you can become just another sheeple. I find that no matter how down I go, I'll come bouncing back if I just run with it and I create out of it. I've always created out of my downs. And I'm down because of Obama. I'm down because of the fact that we have a single single-party system, a one-party system like in most dictatorships. And we have no media whatsoever as an opposition. It's very despairing. I wouldn't say depressing. Despairing is a better word, because depression is a clinical term and it's overused. I would say despairing is a better term, and it's hopeful. Despairing is a far better term for you to use. In fact, it may help you heal yourself if you say I'm despairing over Obama and what he's doing to this country. Because then when you say I'm despairing, immediately you understand that there's a road back from that. Whereas depression is a permanent state of mind that can only be treated by the government medical establishment. But anyway, I don't want to go into that right now. So I go into fantasy, and I create children's stories, or I write songs. And over the weekend, I wrote a children's story, which I'm not going to read on the air. I'm going to save it and publish it as an e-book at a very low price because I like children to read it. It's so beautiful. It'll be a few bucks on my website. I'm not looking to become a rich man over a children's story. I just want to put out some good vibes. But then I think about, well, where would I really like to be living? What am I complaining about? I mean, I have plenty of food. I have enough money. I don't need the money. I don't need the food. Thank God I'm still healthy. I don't take any prescription drugs. I got my complaints. But where would I really, in my mind, imaginary, where would I live? I said, okay, I told you. It's the can-can time, the Toulouse-Lautrec scene. I don't want to drink absinthe, but I've always loved the art of that period. I've always been attracted to the... Perhaps it's because I grew up cleaning the bronzes from that period. Yeah, I mean, that may be it, actually. Maybe I was fixated by the French artwork of that time. It could be. Maybe that's where I was formed, in the basement on Ludlow Street. Wherever I go, if I run into someone and I'm talking, you know what they say to me? Like an older guy comes up to me. Oh, you're Michael Savage, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, how you doing? They say dead man's pants. They love that story. They remember that story more than any. For some reason, men who've worked and built something in their life, they love dead man's pants. Isn't that interesting? But I don't want to live in dead man's pants. I don't want to be put into dead man's pants by Obama, who would like to take away everyone's pants and put you all in used clothing, as far as I'm concerned, so he can fly around with his cronies on Air Force 1, 2, 3 through infinity. It's sickening. So I go back in my mind to the French period, 1880, 1890, before World War One. It was a relatively beautiful period in France. And I imagined myself in Montmartre. God forbid, I don't want to be there now. God, I mean, if I want to go to Montmartre, I go to North Beach. in San Francisco and see the strippers and the barkers in the doorway. I mean, God bless them all. They don't bother me. But what's in Montmartre that I can't get here in San Francisco? Nothing, which is why I live here. If I want to go to Paris, I go to San Francisco. If I want to go to Italy, I go to North Beach, San Francisco. If I want to go to China, I go to Chinatown in San Francisco. If I want to go to Japan, I go have Japanese food in Japantown in San Francisco. If I want to go to Korea, I go to Koreatown. What do I need to go anywhere anymore? So I go where I want to go in my own mind. And I say to myself, does anyone do this anymore? Does anyone drift off sometimes and imagine living in another time as another person? Here I am living in this horrible time in America where the lowest form of human life, the lowest forms of human life are now elevated by this illegitimate media to some status that no one even understands why. They're trying to bring about, what, a communist revolution so we could all fight over a salami, a single salami with a line around the block? You want to go to the butcher store and see a single salami hanging in the window? Well, go to Detroit. There isn't even a salami hanging in the window. There's no window and no salami. But that's where Obama wants to lead us, to a nation that looks like Detroit, burnt out. Burnt out through liberalism, through insanity. And look who he has in the White House advising him. And so I go to this time, and I was going to ask my audience, where would you like to live? My favorite time in human history, I would think, would be France between the wars, after the great stock collapse of the 1870s, before World War II, gas lamps. And I'm asking you to join me in this madness instead of talking Dem Repub. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivore wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, that's carnivora.com, and order now.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop their harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
1-800-800-1819.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, now you can get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-809-7991. That's 1-800-809-7991. When you call, you will get free information. Free information on health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of financial distress in our country today. But if you call the special toll-free hotline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtain health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free information. Don't delay. Call the health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-809-7991. That's 1-800-809-7991 today.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
Everyone knows this song. Follies Bergère, Can-Can music, Lifting the Legs High. It's from Offenbach's operetta, Orpheus in the Underworld, which was used as the music for the Can-Can dance. I'd like to hear this over and over again till it gets into your head as well as mine. I've always wanted to live in another time. I'm a man out of time. I'm in the wrong time and the wrong place, the wrong country, the wrong time, the wrong place. Sometimes I think that. I'm a man displaced, a man out of place and time. Okay, you get the picture where I'm going today? Loud, loud, loud. See the girls dancing, holding their ankles in the air? It was considered vulgar in its time. You know, today it's pure as a new baby. At the time, it was basically the porn of its time, the Can-Can dance. The police banned it. I envision myself as a sort of Toulouse-Lautrec, sitting in the back of the theater, drinking a glass of coffee or wine. I don't know, whatever. I don't even like wine. But I imagine if I lived then, I would have liked... Turn off the music. I would have liked the wine, and I'd be dressed well, and I'd go to the theater every night and watch the dancing and just pick up the energy of the crowd, right? 855-400-7282. Do you think it's time for the monarchy to... Honest to God, I'm serious about this. Royal baby. Hey, royal baby. I personally... wish the Queen well. I wish the entire royal family well. I only wish Prince Charles would take an honest job before he's too old to even try to work anymore. He's done nothing in his entire life. How could a man be born, do nothing his entire life, and be looked upon as somebody to be admired? How is that possible? Have they no work ethic, the royal family? They're like parasites sitting on a throne. You have to understand something. As I said to you, well, I don't know if you know this. I mean, if you know Dead Man's Pants, I grew up, whatever. My father was an immigrant from Russia, and he steeped me in anti-royalist philosophy because he hated the Romanovs were monsters. Of course, the communists that followed were no better. That's the problem. But nevertheless, the royal family of Russia were monsters. They treated everyone the way Obama would like to treat you, like serfs. You know, let them eat cake. So he taught me about the dangers of inherited wealth. He used to mock Prince Charles for having big ears. He said that's a product of inbreeding. That's where I first learned genetics, was from my father, who taught me what inbreeding produces. And he said, take a look at this moron. You'll see he'll amount to nothing in his life. You could see by the ears he'll amount to nothing. I was raised by a realpolitik father who saw the world as it was with no rose-colored glasses. So I have to tell you, I have a bias, and I believe that it's shameful for a royal family to live that way in the world of today while lecturing us about equity and green and green this and green energy. It's such a garbage. They should give away their property. I'm not really serious when I say turn Buckingham Palace into a Muslim housing project, although maybe they would consider it since they have an orientation in that direction. At least the prince seems to have a weakness for Mecca. Perhaps he could turn Buckingham Palace into a welcoming station for the asylees. But they don't have to do that. They could just pay their fair share and, you know, spread the wealth around. They inherited it all. Did they actually build the wealth? How do you feel about the royal baby being born? Do you really give a damn? Okay, let's go to the callers. WABC Chris, go ahead, please.
Michael, I needed a good laugh tonight, and I got it when you were when you played that announcement. All I could about the royal baby, all I can think about is Monty Python.
It's laughable. It seems like it's laughable. It's a parody of itself.
It's just a joke. But if you can indulge me, one quick point on the Sharpton and all this. My only comment about that is it's easier to blame than to take responsibility. The problems in the black community are systemic, from the breakdown of the family to the false leadership to the killing of the black men by black on black crime. And they blame instead of take responsibility. That's the real problem.
Well, take a look at Detroit, because that's what America will become like unless we throw the Democrats out. We don't have to look too far ahead to understand that Detroit is the model for America that Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Nancy Pelosi in particular would like to enact here in America. And by the way, if you want to go a step further, it's a great article from the Daily Telegraph by Daniel Hannan. Statism is turning America into Detroit. Ayn Rand's Starnesville has come to life. And it says in Detroit, take a look at it. What isn't dumped is stolen. Factories and homes have largely been stripped of anything of value. So now thieves target cars' catalytic converters. Illiteracy in Detroit runs at around 47%. Half the adults in some areas are unemployed. In many neighborhoods, the only sign of activity is a slow trudge to the liquor store. Now have a look at the uncannily prophetic description of Starnesville, a Midwestern town in Ayn Rand's dystopian novel Atlas Shrugged. Starnesville had been home to the great 20th Century Motor Company, but declined as a result of socialism. A few houses still stood within the skeleton of what had once been an industrial town. Everything that could move had moved away, but some human beings had remained. The empty structures were vertical rubble. They had been eaten not by time but by men. Boards torn out at random, missing patches of roofs. Holes left in gutted cellars. It looked as if blind hands had seized whatever fitted the need of the moment, with no concept of remaining in existence the next morning. Beyond the town on a distant hill stood the factory of the 20th Century Motor Company. Its walls, roof lines, and smokestacks looked trim, impregnable, like a fortress. It would have seemed intact but for a silver water tank. The water tank was tipped sideways. They saw no trace of a road to the factory in the tangled miles of trees and hillsides. They drove to the door of the first house. The door was open. An old woman came shuffling. You get the picture. It's very good writing. In real-life Starnesville, like the fictional one, decayed slowly, then collapsed quickly. But here's the really extraordinary thing, he writes. When Ayn Rand published those words in 1957, Detroit was on most measures the city with the highest per capita GDP in the United States. What happened? What happened was liberalism. What happened was debt. What happened was handouts. What happened was the death of capitalism. Detroit could all too easily be a forerunner for the rest of the United States. If you want to see Obamanomics taken to its conclusion, look at Starnesville, look at Detroit, and tremble. That is the model that Nancy Pelosi and Obama have for America. But I want to know what you think about it. Yvette on WABC, you're in New York City on the Anthony Weiner thing today. What do you think?
I think that he's in it for all he can get, and his wife is expressing some dysfunction of her own. I mean, money, money, money maybe, but or maybe it's the kumbaya thing, the two religions together, you know, what could be better for New York? You know, Unfortunately, the
You mean they think that this guy could go all the way and be president of the United States because he has a Muslim wife? They're that crazy? They think that the country's that mentally imbalanced?
The population has a morbid appetite and curiosity for the oddities of these candidates. And you see in our society, outrage is rewarded. The mainstream of honorable people are denigrated. There's just no consequence for their behaviors, top to bottom, and it teaches the population to expect and accept more and more, and they keep... It's like a limbo pole that eventually is laying on the floor.
Are you as upset by this as I am, that we've come to this level in American politics?
Yes, sir, I am, and I tell you honestly, you express the bleeding of our hearts in America every night.
Anyone listening to this show and my 200 affiliates, my millions of listeners, have any of you stopped listening to my show because I gave you an opinion that you didn't agree with? What the heck do you think this show is? What do you think this is? I have to just salute anything that the idiots on the right say? I am an independent. I call them as I see them. Sometimes you're going to like what I say, sometimes you're not.
Join. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Hello, infidels, and welcome to The Savage Nation. Little old record spinner me. No controversy, no excitement. No politics, no religion. We're just going to play records because that's apparently what is acceptable now in America's political dialogue. Unless you're on a station owned by Warren Buffett or NBC or General Electric, right, then you can use your media outlets to perform political acts that would defy Houdini himself without losing your tax-free status. Did I make sense to you? I hope I didn't, because the object here was just to attract your attention. I'm torn between talking about Pink Slime and Beef and Brave New World or 1984. And I think actually if I talked about the fact that 70% of beef contains pink slime and 7 million pounds of it is set to go into school meals, I would get more of an audience than if I talked about Aldous Huxley and, George Orwell. But I'm going to do both together because, you see, if I talk about pink slime and ammonia-infused beef in American dinner tables, it will affect everyone listening to the show. You may not know it, but the U.S. Department of Agriculture under George Bush and now under Obama permits this economic fraud. They permit pink slime in beef, and so you're getting it whether you're eating at one of the fast food restaurants. The USDA, which is responsible for school lunches, has agreed to buy 7 million pounds of pink slime from a food giant over the next few months and put it into children's food. Now, what is pink slime? They say it's meat, but it isn't meat. What it is leftovers. It's the remnants of a cow carcass once all the muscular cuts of meat have been removed. The lean of the meat is then separated from the fat using a form of a centrifuge. And because the meat comes from areas of the body more likely to be infected, the packers spray it with ammonium hydroxide to kill microbes, and so you're eating ammonia. You're eating ammonia. And so major restaurant chains such as McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell agreed that they would no longer put pink slime in their burgers and mince, but meat. But apparently you've already eaten pink slime in your McDonald's, Burger King, and Taco Bell, which is why your minds have become somewhat slimy. You see, you are what you eat. Which now that I've got your attention in talking about pink slime and food adulteration, I will now talk about 1984 and Brave New World and Aldous Huxley and George Orwell. You see, you've got to go from the yin to the yang and the yang to the yin. Did you ever read Brave New World in 1984? How did these books affect you? They affected me very deeply. Do you think these books, Brave New World in 1984, apply to Obama's mind-controlling techniques and how? I was surfing the internet today before the show, and I found a fascinating letter from Aldous Huxley to George Orwell after Orwell published 1984. A few months in 1949, a few months after release of Orwell's dystopian masterpiece 1984, Orwell received a letter from fellow author Aldous Huxley, who 17 years previously had seen his own nightmarish vision of a future society published in the form of Brave New World. And if you'll read the letter, which I'm going to summarize for you, what you'll see is a realistic prediction of the world you're living in now under Barack Hussein Obama. He didn't start it by any means, but he certainly tries to continue the brainwashing, the hypnosis that is long in development here in the United States of America. For example, Obama gave a speech at a plant saying that he added 4 million jobs, which is a complete lie. It's an absolute and total lie. He didn't add 4 million jobs. How could he come up with a statement like that? The answer is because we don't have an independent media that's going to challenge him on that. And so, therefore, he can say anything he wants. He could say that the sky is green when it's blue, and the Democrats behind him, the stooges, will sit there and clap and cheer. He can produce cars that blow up when they drive off the assembly line, and he will say that they're better than gas-driven cars because he says so. And the Democrats who vote for him and Barbara Boxer will approve of that. So let me read for you now a letter from October 1949 from Aldous Huxley to George Orwell. Did you ever read Brave New World in 1984? How did these books affect you? Do you think Obama's mind-controlling techniques apply in any of this, and how do they apply? So then Huxley writes to Orwell, and he says, may I speak of the thing with which your book deals, the ultimate revolution? And he says, the revolution which lies beyond politics and economics and which aims at total subversion of the individual psychology and physiology. Did you hear what I just said? The ultimate revolution is the subversion of the individual psychology and physiology. And he says they are first to be found in the Marquis de Sade, who regarded himself as the continuator, the consummator of Robespierre and Babeuf. The philosophy of the ruling minority in 1984 is a sadism which has been carried to its logical conclusion by going beyond sex and denying it. Now, in fact, the reverse has come to be true. I'm now interjecting my own editorial. This government uses sex. This government media complex uses sex to control you. They have not gone beyond sex. They've not denied sex. In the ultimate revolution to control you, they use sex to control you. So those who are the most enslaved in our society, who scream, I am free, I am free, I am free, because I am this and I am that and I have sex on a lamppost, are in fact the most enslaved. You can hear them rattling their chains as they scream about their freedom, as they walk around drunk or stoned showing their bodies. They are the true slaves, which is why they go in and out of rehab all the time, because they know they're enslaved. There's a part of them that isn't enslaved. There's a germ of a human being left in the sluts from Hollywood and left in the lunatics who use their bodies like, well, whatever. And they know that there's something wrong. So Huxley goes on and he says, I believe that the old policy of using a boot on the face cannot go on forever. My own belief is that the ruling oligarchy will find less arduous and wasteful ways of governing and of satisfying its lust for power. Governing and satisfying its lust for power. Can you actually sit and listen to this show and tell me when you watch Obama, you don't see a power man individual as his face goes up in the air and as he lies, his eyes turn very dark? Haven't you seen this? He becomes shadowy. His eyes become shaded. And he gulps. He looks a certain way when he gives a real whopper. And he knows he's getting away with it because everyone there was handpicked to cheer him. His face changes, literally changes. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Maybe you don't see it. And he says, my own belief is that the ruling oligarchy will find less arduous and wasteful ways of governing and of satisfying its lust for power. And these ways will resemble those which I describe in Brave New World. And then he goes and talks about animal magnetism and hypnotism. And he says, because of the prevailing materialism and partly because of prevailing respectability, 19th century philosophers and men of science were not willing to investigate the artifacts of psychology for practical men such as politicians, soldiers, and policemen to apply in the field of government. Thanks to the voluntary ignorance of our fathers, the advent of the ultimate revolution was delayed for 5 or 6 generations. Another lucky accident was Freud's inability to hypnotize successfully and his consequent disparagement of hypnotism. This delayed the general application of hypnotism to psychiatry for at least 40 years. Don't go to sleep on me. Make believe you're trying to listen to what I'm saying to you. But now, he writes Huxley, psychoanalysis is being combined with hypnosis. And hypnosis has been made easy and indefinitely extensible through the use of drugs, which induce a hypnoid and suggestible state in even the most recalcitrant subjects. Now, I'll pause right here again. Prozac is our soma. The so-called antidepressants is the soma that Huxley wrote about, which makes you a complete and totally malleable individual. And so Huxley goes on to predict the following. Within the next generation, I believe that the world's rulers will discover that infant conditioning and narco-hypnosis are more efficient as instruments of government than clubs and prisons, and that the lust for power can be just as completely satisfied by suggesting people into loving their servitude as by flogging and kicking them into obedience. In other words, I feel that the nightmare of 1984 is destined to modulate into the nightmare of a world having more resemblance to that which I imagine in Brave New World. The change will be brought about as a result of a felt need for increased efficiency. Meanwhile, of course, there may be a large-scale biological and atomic war, in which case we shall have nightmares of other and scarcely imaginable kinds. Thank you once again for the book. Yours sincerely, Aldous Huxley. So these are two of the giants that I was formed by. My mind was formed by Huxley and Orwell, who I quote very often on my show, but not often enough, actually, when you think about it. And I'm comparing this to the pink slime in your chop meat, the poor cuts of meat that are then treated with ammonia-like compounds, which you then ingest, and then you become what you eat. So you become what you eat, you become what you watch, you become what you sing, you become what you dance, you become what you hear, you become who you vote for. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Are you one of the nearly half of all Americans that suffers from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation? If you're experiencing joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis, then this important message is for you. Stop suffering and start living a life free from pain with the help of Anatoblock. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement that is scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce excessive inflammation and get rid of pain. The formula is so effective that we guarantee you will feel a significant difference in just a few days. Pick up your supply of Anatoblock today by visiting any GNC store nationwide or online at GNC.com. Anatoblock is one of GNC's top-selling products and was recently voted to be the best new product innovation by GNC. Even better, join GNC's new member price program and get an instant 20% off today. That's right, 20% off for becoming a GNC VIP. Living a life free from pain is finally here. Get Anatoblock today at any GNC store nationwide or GNC.com.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820.
800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
It's a matter of national concern. Children across the country are at risk of forgetting what they learned in school last year. This is Kevin Bryant with urgent news for parents. A series of recent studies have proven that summer brain drain is very real. During the summer months, children can lose months of progress. Reports indicate it can hinder a child's performance in key subjects and cause them to fall behind in school. In order to aid parents, the creators of iFocus are giving away a free demo of their brain training video game to help kids in this area. The toll-free number is 1-800-750-2439. They say that playing the game sharpens your child's brain, helps prevent summer brain drain, and helps children focus. It keeps their brain in shape and prepared to learn. To get a free demo, your child must be between the ages of 6 and 12. Call 1-800-750-2439. That toll-free number again is 1-800-750-2439.
Weekdays at 3.
There are no checks on these people right now. If you're sitting on the fence, wake the hell up!
Mark Levin.
You're losing your country.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Fire, brawlers, a charred and barbecue drink. You get the treat of the week. But when you dig that real fine...
Is this a theme that you think is appropriate for AM radio in this day and age, or is there something controversial? Should anyone who speaks about Braving the World in 1984 be banned from American radio? Should anyone who tells you about pink slime in your beef be banned from radio? In fact, we should talk about nothing but drugs, sex, and rock and roll. I mean, that's the those are the approved topics. In the new American media landscape, drugs, sex, and rock and roll are considered the kosher subjects. Anything else is considered, controversial, and you don't want controversy. Better to be a dirt mouth, a filth mouth. Why, then you get invited to the Academy Awards in the White House. Why, then Republican candidates come to you and have you on their campaign stamps with them. Drug, sex, and rock and roll pay. That's the new America. Now, if you dare talk about patriotism, if you dare talk about the Constitution, that's the equivalent of pornography today. Anyone who mentions the U.S. Constitution is a dangerous radical, by the way. Anyone who's a constitutionalist should be investigated by the TSA and thrown off the radio, frankly. There's no room for the Constitution anymore, not in Obama's America, because the usurper-in-chief has demanded a consolidation of power never before seen in American history. What is consolidation? Well, you have to turn to page 41 of Trickle-Down Tyranny, and I'll read you a paragraph. Consolidation is a tactic employed by leftists and other fascistic political groups once they gain a foothold in order to bring more and more of the decision-making power normally granted to the states and private enterprise, where those powers should lawfully reside, under the control of the federal government through unchecked regulation and behind closed doors policy decisions. In doing this, Obama is remaking this country in his own image, turning it into something that reflects the belief system he was brainwashed into accepting by the leftist mentors of his youth. Now, I'm not going to read any more from the book, which is why I thought it would be better to talk about the pink slime and beef than to talk about politics. That's a safer subject. But then again, it could offend advertisers. I mean, if I disclose to you food adulteration, that too could be a forbidden subject in America today. There's almost nothing you can talk about that would not offend someone, so therefore, why talk at all? In fact, in the future society, there should be no conversation except scripts given out by a big sis and her minions. They'll give you a morning script on your iPhone that is gender, race, and sex neutral that you can then talk about. Only these 50 words will be permitted in the workplace and, in fact, in your home, or else your children will be asked to report you. If you speak outside these 50 words permitted by the Department of Homeland Security, it will trigger an alarm system in the in their computers, and you will be visited by someone in green. That's why I'm talking about Braving the World in 1984. I think it's a worthy topic. I've asked the questions. John in New York, you're first up. John, go ahead, please.
Michael, it's a pleasure to speak to you. And remember, a gram is better than a dam. That's right out of Brave New World.
A gram is better than a dam. You mean a gram of soma. That's funny.
Exactly, exactly.
I think, isn't that the motto of Hollywood at the Academy Awards?
It probably is. It's probably the motto of the people on the Upper West Side, too, when they have their parties.
It's certainly the motto of most of the people in the Democrat establishment. We can tell that just by their behavior. But what's on your mind today?
I just called to concur with your coming to the conclusion that we're getting closer and closer to the type of world in Brave New World. Take the instance of the lady down in Georgetown, the lawyer. Pretty soon we'll be issuing Malthusian belts because contraception is a right. It's for free. It just gets handed out to you. There you go.
No, don't drag me into that one. I'm not going there. Don't make me into you know who. The fact of the matter is, we have politicians with a lust for power unlike any I've ever seen in modern times in this country. Certainly we've seen politicians with a lust for power before, especially in dictatorships as we see around the world today. But have you ever seen a president so in love with himself and with such a lust for power as we have now?
When he came on this morning, like you said, with his...
What did you see in his looks? Did you see his face? Am I the only one who saw Obama's face? Am I the last person in America who saw his eyes become shaded, his face go up like Mussolini at an angle as he gripped his jaw, as he looked down on the peons who were there in uniforms saluting him? I felt like I was living in some China-like, a third-world dictatorship. How could the networks distribute such a program? You talk about an obscenity. I thought that was worse than watching XXX pornography. I was so tempted to read you a childhood story today, but instead I decided to talk about the brainwashing of the administration. When I saw Obama speak on jobs, I got so upset. He was lying. Okay, they all lie. Okay, but am I the only one who saw the darkness come over his eyes, who saw his head cocked to the left, and his jaw get jutted out like Mussolini? Something was really wrong. Is there anyone out there who saw that? Here we go, Marianne in New York. Marianne, did you notice anything about Mr. Obama's look that struck you as odd?
Well, I saw that same look when he made the speech in Berlin when he was running for president. And I am a nurse, and I was standing taking care of patients, and they had it on television. I actually got chills, and I just saw a fascist dictator standing there. And
what do you mean? You mean the Il Duce look?
Yes. There's a darkness. You can see it, but not everyone can see it. And that's what's so frustrating, that you see the truth. And not everyone is in that mindset. They're being...
Do you remember many, many, many decades ago, several decades ago, when Nixon gave a speech and he had a 5 o'clock shadow? And they said that ruined him in the debate against Kennedy because he looked dark. Remember, they said his face darkened. Remember that? It looked shadowy, rather.
Right, right. Well, they can't call the truth anymore.
When you see a speaker turn shadowy while he is delivering an address, well, now you've got Obama looking shadowy, and nobody says a word about it in the media.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. You know me. You know I don't mince words. Sure, people may not always agree with me, but it's hard to not agree with being prepared for natural disasters, blackouts, extreme weather, and even unemployment. Look, people, you can't always avoid emergencies, but you can do what I do. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit wisefoodstorage.com/savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Bay Bridge was shut down for about 20 minutes this afternoon due to a suspicious package that was found on the lower deck exit to Treasure Island. Given it's Friday and all the events going on around the Bay Area, it made for a very rough afternoon commute for anyone trying to get in or out of San Francisco. As a matter of fact, some of the LA Angels who missed the early bus from San Francisco to Oakland, they had to take BART. That includes multimillionaires Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton. Dirt bikes and other off-road vehicles sold in California will have to meet tough new anti-smog requirements beginning with 2018 models. The State Air Resources Board approves Thursday that could reduce fumes seeping from gas tanks and fuel lines by 70%, but also could add hundreds of dollars to the price of new models. Weather, a little bit of a cooling trend this weekend. Temperatures upper 50s at the coast to the mid-80s inland. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Twitter user @Janae_Boyles tweeted, "I hate my car with a passion. Hashtag untrustworthy." Janae, good thing it's the Honda Summer Clearance Event. We've got great deals on the Accord, which has been on Car and Driver's 10 Best List a record 27 times. That means you can focus that passionate hatred on other things, like sunburns and broccoli.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Car and Driver, January 2013. See dealer for financing details.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties. Take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
Monday morning, we're going to wake you up on the right side. Join me, Brian Sussman, right here on KSFO between 5 and 9 a.m.
So now the slime. We can go back to the 70% of beef contains pink slime. And let's go to a caller who likes slime. Bob in Ohio, welcome to the Savage Nation.
You know, I often wonder why you say these things about the beef industry, because, and I wonder if it's the same.
Wait a minute. This slime has been banned by the major distributors of it, including McDonald's and Burger King. Why would you defend slime?
Well, look, they've been putting it in the food for years and years and years. I mean, if they just don't want bad publicity, and I wonder if you're being against it is. When I hear you talk about marijuana, I always think, how much is he being paid off by the alcohol industry?
Oh, come on.
To say bad things about marijuana.
Bob, please, have a brain. Are you a pot smoker, Bob?
No.
Well, it sounds to me like you live on pot and slime.
I'm a mechanical engineer, so.
Well, it doesn't mean anything. There are very brilliant people who are eating slime and smoking marijuana.
Yeah, and so why are you?
How could you get on this show and defend pink slime and beef when, in fact, Burger King, McDonald's, and Taco Bell have agreed that they no longer put pink slime in their burgers?
Because they don't want the bad publicity, because somebody...
Okay, so in other words, you would eat pink slime. You don't care about the pink slime.
Some fast food industry said, hey...
But wait, Bob, I'm asking you, Bob, I assume you had children or have children?
Pardon?
Do you have children?
I have lots of children.
Okay. If you were to give them ground beef, would you prefer that it contains slime or doesn't contain slime?
Makes no difference to me.
All right. You trust who do you trust? The FDA?
You know, look, I'm not a Berkeley graduate. I'm an Ohio State graduate.
So you got an axe to grind because I have a higher education than you, so you're mad at me.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just telling the truth.
Bob, let's be intelligent. If you're really a mechanical engineer, do you know that the pink slime that's put back into the meat is sprayed with ammonium hydroxide? Do you have any idea how toxic ammonium hydroxide is?
At what levels? How many parts per billion?
Well, you see, now this is the argument all of those who like adulteration in foods use, that you have to have a boxcar of it, a full boxcar of it. But if you add up all of the adulterants put into foods, and even though there's a micro amounts of each, what do you think the conglomeration of all of these micro amounts of adulterants do when combined? They couldn't be good for you, could they?
If I look at hard facts, how long do we live?
You look at hard facts, what's the cancer rate like in America?
How long are you alive?
You want to look at a hard fact, go into a cancer surgical ward, you're looking at the hard fact of adulterated food.
How many of those people smoke cigarettes?
You're changing the argument. So you like to eat polluted food, don't argue that it's good for people.
You mean people never got cancer?
I mean, if you want to eat slop, don't tell me that slop is good for a person.
I don't think...
Bob, do you have a dog that you love?
I have two dogs.
Okay, this is an important question. I'm not being sarcastic. When you pick pet food for your dog, don't you pick a food without adulterants in it if you can find it?
I pick the cheapest one.
Oh, so there's your answer. You're a cheap slime eater who smokes marijuana, who happens to be an engineer. I can't help you then, sir. I'm sorry that your representative, Dennis Kucinich, was thrown out of office, but I cannot help you. That's all I can say. Yeah, so we had a slime eater call the show now. A happy slime eater defending slime and beef. This is what you get. There are people out there who say it's those commies who are against adulterants and beef. Us red-blooded Americans, we love slime. We like it. The more slime, the better. And we love to smoke cigars. And we love pollution. We love to ride around emitting belching pollutants in the street. Who says pollution's bad? Why I inhale smoke every day from the tailpipes in my own garage. It's never hurt me. I eat slime. I smoke cigars. I listen to someone on the radio who does the same. And look at him. Look how healthy he looks. Take a look at him. Well, you know, all I can tell you is I've been a vitamin fanatic and a kind of pure food addict for about 40 years. And thus far, I'm knocking on Teddy's head. Thank God it's worked. If I buy dog food, do you think I read a label? Yes. I read the entire label. And if I see artificial colors, artificial flavors, I will not buy the food for my dog. I wouldn't let my children have artificial colors and flavors in their foods. I would not. Because I know the dangers of red dye number four in maraschino cherries. I ever wrote a book. You want to hear something funny? When I was a young man, I was obsessed with this topic about America's pure food and drug laws. And I wrote a book for children called Bugs in the Peanut Butter. Long out of date. Don't look for it. And it was all about the adulterants in foods. Because I was doing this for my kids. And I did it for the millions of children in America who were being fed garbage. I wake up now. As I'm an older man, and I've written so many books in the field of health, trying to save the American trying to purify the American diet, let's put it that way, or enlighten people as to the benefits of pure foods. I don't see how that could be seen in the wrong way. I don't understand it. You get it from the right, you get it from the left. I mean, how can you laugh at a man who wants you to eat better foods, pure foods? I don't understand this. You have to be a numbskull to want to eat slime in food when the chains have dropped it. But I think there's something for everyone. I think that if the chains wanted to, they could put out another product called the Slime Burger, specifically for Bob from Ohio, and people like him who listen to the guy on radio who smokes cigars and boasts about it and emits toxicants and says it's good for you. The new McDonald's Slime Burger, special for the Bobs of the world, where it only contains slime with ammonium hydroxide. It has no real beef in it. It says no real beef here, only slime with ammonium hydroxide. And if you're a real Marine with a hairy chest, you're going to eat our Slime Burger. If you're from San Francisco and lighten the loafers, you will not eat our Slime Burger. Real men eat slime. That could become the new slogan for Burger King. Real men eat slime burgers. Look, you have to carry things to the zenith of their absurdity in order to understand what people say to you. It's unbelievable. Who would have thought I would have been attacked for telling you about slime and hamburgers? I got attacked from Bob in Ohio. Then he says, I'm paid off by the alcohol industry because I'm against marijuana. It's unbelievable to me. That would be like saying anyone who says global warming is a hype by Obama and Gore in order to push the fraud of green jobs so they can pay off their cronies is paid off by the oil industry. Why don't you accuse me and every one of the hundreds of other scientists who know that the whole idea of warmism is a hoax? Say all of us. We are secretly meeting with people from the oil industry in motels around the country and getting payoffs. They give us crisp $50 bills and little models of the sun. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
2 out of 3 Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
This is Mark Flagel, inviting you to visit Flagel's Home Furnishings during our store-wide summer sale. On now. I'm happy to announce a special offer from Stickley Furniture. Through Monday, July 29th, all Stickley Mission Oak and Mission Cherry furniture is being offered at 40% off the retail price. This is a short-term, factory-authorized sale not to be missed. Stickley Mission is the most popular style furniture in America today, and Flagel's is proud to be the largest Stickley dealer on the West Coast. So if you're in the market for Mission furniture for your living room, dining room, bedroom, or family room, now is the time to act. Come to Flagel's and save 40% on your purchase. Stickley Mission Furniture, made in America. Flagel Summer Sale, where interior design excellence and quality furniture with style and flair are blended to make your furniture shopping experience most enjoyable. Flagel's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagels.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1099. That's 1-800-322-1099. Call now. 1-800-322-1099.
Have you noticed? The economy is definitely improving. That's why many people are looking at changing jobs or going back to school or changing the industry they work in. But it's hard to look for another job while you're currently working. That's why Hot Talk 560 KSFO and Cumulus Media are making it a little easier by hosting a career fair. It's at AT&T Park Wednesday, September the 4th from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it's called Putting the Bay Area Back to Work. It's an opportunity for employers and employees to meet in a less formal setting. As an employer, you'll have the opportunity to present your openings to a crowd of thousands of potential employees. And as a casual job seeker, you can check out various educational and employment opportunities from dozens of the Bay Area's best companies and schools. There'll be meeting rooms available for on-the-spot private interviews. If you're interested in showcasing your company at this event, contact Deidre Lieberman at 415-995-7097. That's 415-995-7097.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this?
You don't understand.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You know, what's new under the sun? That's why I brought up the 70% of beef contains pink slime going into your burgers and the ammonium hydroxide. What caught my eye on the story about the beef, the slime, and the ammonium hydroxide is I had a bad shrimp experience. I've been having one bad shrimp experience after another. In fact, I was in Florida recently, and the chef defrosted some shrimp, and the odor emanating from the sink was that of ammonia. I almost fainted. My eyes were tearing. I said, throw these shrimp out. Get rid of them. And it turns out I spoke to a seafood guy. He said that when they raise this shrimp, in particularly Asia, it's all sewer shrimp now, unless it's coming out of the Gulf of Mexico, which is actually the best shrimp in the world right now. Amongst the best shrimp in the world are our own line-caught Gulf shrimp, but you can't get them very easily. We had one guy here who got them overnight by air, and I liked them. I never had reactions. You get the sewer shrimp from Asia now, and they're all calling them eat green shrimp from Asia farm. Garbage. If you ever went there, you'd vomit. They raise them in like large beds in the worst polluted water. And so what they do is when the shrimp starts to go, they spray the entire lot with ammonia in order to prevent the further breakdown of the shrimp. And then they freeze it, and then when you defrost it, the ammonia comes right off. Now, how much of this is getting into your Chinese food, Thai food, Indian food? I haven't any idea, but many of you should understand that your food allergies are real. They're not fake. They're not made up. It's not hype. It's not to scare you. It's not an overreaching government that's trying to freak you out. So now he's going to say I'm owned by some industry now. Bob will call and say I'm owned by the alcohol industry. No, I'm not owned by anybody. I have no stock in alcohol. I have no stock in solar companies. I have no stock in oil companies. In fact, so far as I know, I have no stock in anything. The only stock I have is in my own view of the world. The only stock I take is what's real and what's fake and how I see the world. That's the stock I have. That's my stock in trade. Is perhaps I'm too blunt. Perhaps I am too upfront. Perhaps the simple truths that I tell you that I see is too much for you, are too much for you. I don't know what to say about it. I can only say what I say. I mean, that's how I see it. It's as real as it gets. I can't eat almost anything anymore. It's not me. The food is adulterated. The food is coming from so far away. With this, globalism of food production, It's difficult to buy grapes in the Bay Area that are from Napa or Sonoma County. Instead, the grapes, which are grown 30 miles away, can't even be found. Instead, we're getting grapes from Chile, for example. I used to get calamari, the most beautiful calamari, in San Francisco fish markets that was grown in, that was fished out of the Monterey Bay. Wonderful, excellent. The children grew up on it. I remember cleaning it in the sink. It was a horrible job with the squid ink and the this and the that. I mean, like an old timer, you know. It sounds, well, I cleaned it. They learned to clean. You can't get squid now anymore from Monterey. It's all sent to China. You know where our squid comes from? Korea. It's toxic sewer squid. So what am I going to tell you? What's left to eat? Pablum. You know, I see mothers at the end of a day, I want to scream, giving a child a coffee, a cappuccino, and a donut, and a pastry in a coffee shop. I want to run up and say, lady, you're destroying a child's mind. You're causing hyperactivity. We got so many other topics to talk about. We could talk about pink slime and beef. We could talk about, what else? It's been a long week for some reason. 1984 versus Brave New World, a letter from Huxley to Orwell. For those of you who actually read and have read, you'll find it fascinating. What's this African spice that causes you to lose weight? I can't believe some of these ads I'm reading. Weird African fruit helps you lose weight. Let's not go there. That's a funny joke. What is... And what is this weird African fruit that causes you to lose causes you to lose weight? Oh, I was going through the web last night, some of my emails from a year ago, cleaning them out, and I found one from my Navy League. I'm a member of the U.S. Navy League. Not a big deal, but it's like civilians who support the U.S. Navy. And I found a picture of a Russian aircraft carrier killer visiting San Francisco. It was the first visit by a Russian warship in 147 years. And they showed pictures of some of their most advanced ships, and one of the ships freaked me out. A view of the infamous multi-purpose long-range SSN-12 sandbox nuclear-capable supersonic anti-ship missile system used against coastal targets as well as ships. Also pictured are an anti-submarine rocket launcher and several artillery systems of different caliber and purposes. NATO has dubbed Russian warships of this class aircraft carrier killers. And Obama has reduced our Navy to its smallest size since World War I. And you say it doesn't matter. Well, if Obama says it doesn't matter while Russia's building up the most powerful Navy in the world, why do you think Obama's doing it? I actually didn't go aboard the Varyag on June 24th, 2010. I think I didn't even know it was here. I didn't even know that you could go there. But you were allowed to visit the Russian ship, be given a tour of it. Navy League people were able to tour it with smiling Russians. Smiling Russians saying, boy, we got your number, Yankee. Yankee, we got your number. You have some president over there. He's our dream. He's our dream. He's decimating the military, destroying your space capacities while we're building up ours. Go, Barry, go. Well, that's the world you live in. Oh, I can't read the headlines. What do you want to talk about? Following Savage. All right, we'll go to that one. Okay, New York. Sean, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Sean?
Hey, Uncle Mike. It's great talking to you, my friend. Look, when I was a freshman in high school, I read 1984, and it was the single greatest piece of literature I had ever written, and it totally started the molding of myself when it came to...
See, this is the problem, though. If the Department of Homeland Security hears this, you might be investigated by men in black suits, because... To say that this book was better, say a book by Orwell was better than that of Obama, unto itself, that's questionable. And that could be seen as not patriotic. You understand that?
Well, I do, Mike, and you know, it's possible that they're watching me anyways because I was a Marine, and they started the whole, you know, watch list of returning vets and everything, so I'm sure they're all...
Oh, that's right. That's correct. The FBI is now investigating the New York Police Department because the New York Police Department is trying to stop the next 9/11. And since the federal government does what they want the next 9/11 to occur, does that make sense to you? The U.S. government takes the side of Mexican drug cartels and sues states that are trying to protect states from the influx of drugs and illegal aliens. Then the U.S. Justice Department attacks the NYPD, who is trying to prevent the next 9/11. So which side is the federal government on?
I would say with the terrorists in this case, Mike.
Well, you can't see them right away. There you go again. You're on the watch list again. You've just put two and two together, which is not permitted in Brave New World.
You have
to assume that by the way, just using Aristotelian logic that you're using shows a tinge of racism. Because logic and such is now considered illegal, according to the new fire department exams. I'm not making this up. I was, back in 1965, I was the assistant editor of a little literary magazine called Exit, Urbi et Orbi. Now, I found these magazines, they're worth a fortune, because these are the original magazines. There were only four of them. I remember we got a big write-up in the New Yorker, or the New York Times, as one of the best little magazines of its time. And I was thrilled. I was working with some brilliant young guys in New York. They were really wonderful people. I don't even know where they went. You know, I never kept in touch with them. But I wrote an article in 1965 entitled, Who is at the Helm? And I'm going to read it to you in part now. You ready for this? Because if this doesn't apply to what's going on in the country today, I don't know what does. Who is at the Helm by Michael. Here it is. It's a short essay. You want me to read it? Yes or no? Raise your hands in the audience. It's 2 pages long. The next article is Malcolm X. His interview over New York station WBAI-FM with Harry Ring was broadcast January 28, 1965, less than a month before his death. See, you don't realize how diverse my background really is. You can easily typecast people, and you're going to lose an awful lot with your prejudging. That's called prejudice. See, the word prejudice means prejudge. So if you're prejudging me, you're losing an awful lot. So let me read Who Is at the Helm from 1965, and here it goes. Recently it was brought to my attention that Bertrand Russell and a large body of intellectuals delivered a signed article to the British press which said that mankind must immediately undertake to find new sources for its food supply. The group insisted that, should we not immediately act upon this call, we shall find ourselves a species without nourishment. An immediate action was undertaken by the officials in charge. The article was suppressed and appeared in but two British newspapers. The situation related above is indicative of a major problem of mankind. We as a species have not yet insisted that our leaders be men of mind and vision, brains. Imagine then that we, you and I, are cells in a great creature, that is to say, one being, mankind. A being that has the basic problems of procuring food and shelter, in addition to the natural obstacles that are common to all living organisms. Then I would like to compare the activities of the mankind creature to those of a simple sea creature and see how each faces the basic problems of living. Perhaps then we, the quote, advanced creature, will be able to see why we have not yet established the sane order of survival for our species. And I went on to compare us to the hydra, a certain type of jellyfish. It's a tiny sea creature with a half-inch body that is excellent for studying because you can observe its activities on a cellular level. And I said, when faced with an enemy, the hydra calls upon cells that are specially equipped for its protection. These cells, the nematoblasts, enclose stinging capsules that have a barbed process of cytoplasm shaped much like a spear. Thus, the problem of defense is met without confusion as to which group of cells is to react. The nematoblasts, which are obviously evolved for the job of defense, are signaled by the creature's nerve network and they act. No helter-skeltering of indecision, just decisive action. You see where I'm going with this article? And it wasn't to discuss the merits of our military system that I did this. It was to show you that there was a certain order within a cell, a simple creature like the hydra, defense cells, et cetera, inside the simple organism. And then I was talking about we as mankind. And I concluded by saying, just as the hydra survives because its functions are well directed by a nerve network, so must the survival of mankind be directed by a network of minds. Those men who have mastered the powers of the intellect should be duty-bound to serve as brain tissue for the creature called mankind. You see what I'm getting at here? So what am I saying to you? Do you actually believe that conniving, devious, deceitful politicians should serve as our brain tissue?
Savage.